Hey, oh my God, it's so good to see you. Oh my God, it's been so long. No, come here, come here, come on in. Yeah, pardon the room. I mean, it's a hotel, but I don't know. I feel weird seeing you in a hotel room, you know? I mean, I'm just rambling. Come on in, come on, sit down, sit down. All right. Do you want like a water or coffee or anything? That's stupid. I'm sorry. I'm on work mode. I don't know. I've been in conferences all day. I'm just so excited to see you again. I mean, ever since I left for Japan, I don't see anybody from my hometown anymore, you know? So the fact that you reached out to me while I was here in town, that's just, I'm so excited to see you again. I mean, it's been what, 5 years? Yeah. I guess it has felt like it's been a lot longer. Well, enough about that. Tell me about you. How are things? Are you still with the same man? Ugh, you two are so lucky. I am so happy to hear that. No, not for me. When work moved me across the world, I kind of lost a lot of my romantic interests, and I still admittedly don't know Japanese that well. So, I've had a couple dates, but nothing serious. And I mean, I'm traveling a lot anyway, even though I'm over there now. I mean, you remember how it was when I was here, just getting started. I was traveling so much. I think in the last 6 months before I left, I only got to see you like twice. Yeah. And I'm sorry about that. I really am. You know, this is my dream job. I love traveling like this. I love, mingling cultures and being part of that. But I do miss us, you know? We spent so many years together and we did so much. And at the end of the day, I had to make a choice. And that sucked. I'm killing the vibe. I am absolutely killing the vibe. It is just so amazing to see you again, and it's just bringing up all these feelings. And let's focus on the good ones, right? What's new with work? Anything interesting? Well, yeah. I mean, you could talk about anything. We don't have to talk about work if you don't want to. Okay. How about this? Nothing about work. Are there any kiddos on the way? Oh, that is a tough question, isn't it? Oh, I'm so sorry. Oh no, honey. It's so perfectly okay to want to just not have them, or if you can't, or it's totally cool. Oh. You're not the problem? Well, then. Oh. It takes two to tango, and your husband has two left feet. Ugh. That's the worst. Is there like any chance or? Oh, well, you can keep trying, right? Besides, if you're trying, that just means you, I guess, have to fuck a lot. And, well, if somebody's got to do it, hey, I'm just making a joke. Come on. See, there's a little smile. I remember you back then. You used to love fucking. I would hear you screaming back when we shared an apartment. Fuck me, fuck me, fuck me, come in me. I remember all those words. You can't be too upset about having to have repeated breeding sex. Okay. Don't blush when I say that. You're the one who used to brag about it. You used to get off on the thrill, I remember. I'd bring girls home and you'd want me to tell stories. You'd bring guys home and I would. Man, they were not ready. They were not tall enough to ride that ride. I am sorry to hear it, though. That does suck. Have you guys looked into like any other options or anything? Are you like thinking about other plans maybe? No? I mean, it's okay if not. Yeah, I have heard of that breeding clinic. I do know what you're talking about. I mean, that's like a I mean, it's just fucking, right? Like, if the two of you were okay with some random guy who's proven to get women pregnant, then why not just, like, fuck around, I guess, right? Well, yeah, that's a good point. I guess the trust is there, right? Like, you need to be with somebody who you know is not going to try to be a problem, who you feel comfortable around, and yeah, that makes sense. It's just kind of impersonal, don't you think, though? Yeah, I mean, I hear these stories, and I feel like, you know, there's got to be somebody in your life that you trust, right? Rather than some stranger knocking up your wife. I don't know. It feels different to me. I don't know. Does this guy have some magical cock that just always works? I mean, I'm sure he's, like, I mean, good at it, obviously, and I don't know, but hey, if we can stop talking about this too. I don't know. I'm just trying to catch up. Are you sure it's okay? Okay. Well, what do you want to talk about? Yeah, I mean, we can keep talking about this. Me? Thinking what about me? You were thinking about me. I see. And your husband knows about this. No, he just knows that y'all want to do it the natural way. Is this like a, you know, what he doesn't, sorry, this is catching me so off guard. Okay, deep breath. We're adults, we've been friends for a long time. He knows that you're going out and sleeping with strangers. And then when it happens, y'all will just pretend like everything's normal. That's the idea. And he'll just carry on. Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, so if you still sleep with him and, you know, sprinkle in some, well, pardon the play on words, but sprinkle in some outsiders every now and then, and if it happens, it happens. Okay, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I just remembered that you're talking about me. You were talking about me. Why? Well, yeah, I get that I'm not, yeah, I mean, I'd be in Japan and I wouldn't be around, and I, but we've known each other for so long. I mean, wouldn't that make things awkward? Or I guess that's why it wouldn't be awkward, huh? Because you trust me. And you're only telling me this because you trust me. Because you feel safe with me. And you don't feel safe with somebody else. I don't know that. Okay. No. Deal. Hey, I thought about it. Don't you, you're the one who asked me to fucking get you pregnant. Look, I just thought about it, and you know, you want it, right? And you're gonna get it. And if I don't fuck you and get you pregnant, you're gonna have to go to some other dude that maybe doesn't respect you and doesn't love you and doesn't care about you. And that would be so fucked up of me. I think you're incredibly sexy, and I've fantasized about you before. And I mean, we made out on the couch that one time, and I told myself if I ever had the chance again that I would, but you started dating your husband like a week later. So this is, I mean, this is, it's what I want. I want to fuck you. And if you need someone to fuck you and come in you and take you from behind and pull you. Yeah. Yes. Let's go get a drink and go out tonight. And at the end of, you have to go soon? What? Yeah, I guess you probably do have a life, huh? And then I'm just some stranger you used to know calling you from a hotel room. Are you sure this is a good idea? I mean, can we go back to being friends? Okay. Message received. I will shut the fuck up. Look me in the eyes and tell me that you want me, and I will give it to you. Okay. Get on your knees. I said, I know what we're doing. Get on your knees. Atta girl. There we go. Get my cock out. Come on. You're the one who wants to turn this friendship into something much more real. So you take the lead. There we go. I know. I need you to make sure. Oh, look at that shocked face. Am I bigger than your husband? It's okay. I promise it'll fit. Do what I know you do well. I used to hear all those boys screaming your name, moaning, while you throated them. Won't you show me the same courtesy? Oh, God. You are good. I can't believe we're fucking doing this. Oh, God. What? Oh. Oh, what am I gonna do with you? Fuck. Oh, baby. I can't believe this. You're a married woman. Oh, but your lips feel so fucking good. Oh, look up at me. Look up at me, come on. Oh, yes. Oh. No, come on. Keep those eyes on me. I won't make you do this for long. It wouldn't be fair, would it? Oh, God, you're so pretty, you know that? When we kissed on that couch that one day, I thought about spending so much more time with you. What we could do together. Oh, but I knew I had to leave. And when you met your... off. Stop. When you met your husband, I thought I'd never get this chance. So if this is the only time I'm going to get one, then I better make sure you get pregnant the first time, huh? Alright, up. All your spit's all over my cock, it seems ready. Get on the bed. Come on, get on the bed. On your back. I know you know all the breeding positions, don't you? That's right. Just like that. Lift your hips up for me. Let's put this pillow under. They say it's easier to get a girl pregnant if you both come at the same time. So I need to make sure you come plenty. Now. I'm gonna do this. But first, you're gonna look me in the eyes. And I want you to say this isn't gonna change anything. That when this is all said and done, you'll still be my friend. Say it. When this is done, we'll still be friends. Say exactly what you want. Tell me that you want me to put a fucking baby in you right now. Yes, ma'am. Ugh. God damn it. Oh, I must be bigger than your husband. You're so fucking tight. And that little shocked look on your face. Oh, fuck. Oh. I can't believe this is real. Oh, God. I'm going too deep, aren't I? I'm sorry, baby. No, it's okay. Just adjust. Look at me. Look at me. It's okay. But if you have to be somewhere and your husband doesn't know where you are, we're gonna have to pick up the pace a little bit, don't you think? Oh, God. Oh. You're so fucking tight, Jesus Christ. You feel so fucking incredible. Oh, God. You are just as amazing as I thought you'd be. Oh, yes. Look at me. Look at me. Say those words for me again. Say, tell me you want me to put a baby in you. Oh, God. Oh, yes, you're so beautiful. Your fucking husband will have no idea that my fat fucking cock got you pregnant. Oh, God. My only regret is I'm not gonna be able to fuck you when you're nice and big and round. Oh, God. You're so fucking sexy. Oh, God, fuck. Oh, the way your fucking ass bounces against me like that. You were fucking born to be bred. You're so fucking sexy. Oh, God. It's just overwhelming, isn't it? Oh, God. I don't care if you come between now and then, but when I come, you understand? Oh, God. Oh, yes. Oh, God, please. Please, can we do this more than once? I know. Oh, God, it's not ethical. Fuck. No, look at me. Don't think about him right now. Don't think about... Oh, that fucking guy. Who took you from this huge cock. Oh, God. You're so fucking sexy, you know that? Oh, you look so perfect wrapped around me. Like this is where you were supposed to be. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just let me hold you for a minute. Please. I know you want my cum. I can feel those hips, but just let me enjoy it. I don't want to cum yet. Oh. Oh. Okay. Okay, okay, you can stop squeezing. I'll do my fucking job, okay? I'll give you all the fucking cum you need to get that belly nice and big. You fucking want it so bad, huh? Is that what you fucking want? Look at me, say it. Put a baby in me, say it. Say those fucking words again. Oh God, again, come on. I know you can be more fucking vocal than that. No one's around. He's not gonna hear you. He's not gonna hear you fucking come on my cock. Oh, God. Fuck. Say it again. Oh, good girl. Oh. Oh. Are you ready? Look me in the eyes. Say it one more time for me. Come on. I know you know the words. Oh, yes. Oh, I've always wanted to do this. Get ready to be a fucking mother. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I haven't come in fucking days. Oh, fuck, I'm still coming. Oh my God. Oh my God. Fuck. If that doesn't get you pregnant, I don't know what fucking will. Holy shit. No, I don't want to be out. I don't want to be out. Look at me. We have to make sure, right? Let me hold your hips up. Oh, God. Oh, see? With my body on yours, my hands under your hips, just holding you there. You're so pretty. You're so fucking pretty. Oh, fuck. And you're gonna go back to your husband. No, it's okay. Hey, you are so beautiful and so perfect that every man would be lucky to see you the way I see you right now. And I am nothing but happy for you. I just wish this wasn't the only time I got to fuck your pussy. I want you to be happy. That's all. But let's stay like this a little longer, okay? And maybe if you need a round two to really make sure. Maybe I could give that to you. Huh? Like right now. Maybe I could give it to you right fucking now. Maybe. Yes. I'm serious. No. Oh, I'm hard, aren't I? You need lots and lots of fucking cum, don't you? So why don't you... Oh, take a second one. You deserve it. Just my contribution to your beautiful life. I'll go back and just never bother you again, but don't say I didn't fucking creep by you. It's so sensitive. Fuck. 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 You look surprised. Wait till we go for a third time later. Call him and tell him you'll be home late. I think he'll understand.